Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A passenger train has derailed outside Paris, France. It was traveling to Limoges when it crashed into a station south of Paris. Authorities say at least 7 people have been killed. It's unknown how many people have been wounded. 24 people are now confirmed dead in rural Quebec following last weekend's deadly train explosion, with more than 24 people still missing. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports that much of the affected area is still considered hazardous.
A massive security fence still cordons off much of Lac Mégantic's downtown. Inspector Michel Forget with Quebec Police says the cleanup effort has just begun as the search for bodies continues.
The train that's behind us, there's some petroleum that's still in there. There's some gases, emanations. This is why we are acting very, very slowly.
A criminal investigation is underway. Police have officially identified the first remains, a 93-year-old woman named Eliane Parenteau. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Lac Mégantic, Quebec.
A fire on board a vacant Boeing 787 Dreamliner has forced authorities to shut down runways at Heathrow Airport. All flight arrivals and departures are delayed. The plane is reported to be operated by Ethiopian Airlines. Edward Snowden, the former NSA contract worker at the heart of the U.S. surveillance controversy, apparently wants to stay in Russia, but it's unclear if the Kremlin will let him since he has not yet publicly agreed to stop leaking classified U.S. materials. Snowden's been marooned for weeks at a Moscow airport where, as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, the former analyst met with human rights groups today.
A Russian parliament member who was at the meeting told reporters that Snowden announced plans to seek asylum in Russia. This, despite the fact that President Vladimir Putin said that Snowden would not be allowed to stay in Russia unless he stops publishing information that's damaging to what Putin called our American partners. According to Twitter messages from one of the participants, Snowden said he did not intend to harm the United States. He's wanted by U.S. officials for publishing secret material on surveillance by the National Security Agency. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is resigning. In a statement, she confirms that she's being nominated to serve as the next president of the University of California. Napolitano thanked President Obama for allowing her to serve the U.S. as a member of his cabinet. The outgoing secretary says now she has a chance to help guide the nation's next generation of leaders through her role as university president. At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 46 points at 15,450, NASDAQ off slightly at 3577, and the S&P 500 down 2 at 1673. This is NPR. In Central Florida, an all-women jury may begin deliberating today in George Zimmerman's trial for the death of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. Defense attorney Mark O'Mara said in his closing arguments the prosecution had failed to prove Zimmerman was guilty of second-degree murder and that the burden was on prosecutors.
George Zimmerman is not guilty if you have just a reasonable doubt that he acted in self-defense.
Prosecutor John Guy followed with a rebuttal, accusing Zimmerman of telling numerous lies. Newly released documents appear to further undermine the idea that Tea Party groups were the only ones given extra scrutiny by the IRS for potential political activity. NPR's Tamara Keith reports they were released by the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee.
Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, who released the documents, says they raise serious questions about the Inspector General's audit at the center of the IRS scandal and his testimony before Congress. A PowerPoint presentation and meeting notes show IRS employees were instructed to flag progressive groups, in addition to those with Tea Party in their name, when screening for potential political activity. In another document, the lead investigator at the IG's office says emails between IRS employees show the applications were pulled aside because the employees were not sure how to process them, not because they wanted to stall or hinder them. A spokesman for Oversight Committee Chairman Republican Daryl Issa says these documents still show conservative groups were treated more harshly than progressives. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
U.S. stocks trading lower with the Dow off 42 at 15,418. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Gruber Family Foundation to help extend the depth of international coverage of the world's most significant issues.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Now we're going to turn to the late Clarence Gatemouth Brown and his tale of a Catahoula hound.
Let me tell you about a dog I've got. He ain't no fighter and he ain't no spot. He's a blue Catahoula alligator eating dog. Ears like radar, eyes like fire, feet like a bear, hair like wire. He's a blue Catahoula alligator eating dog. Now, ladies, if you ever see one of these dogs, don't make the mistake by going up to him, patting him on the head, talking about nice little dog and my daddy bought me one, but off a little girl. You know what's gonna happen? He's so mean and that's no lie. The cottonmouth bite him and the cottonmouth dies. Blue gum Catahoula alligator eating dog. Now, if you ever down in Louisiana, for God's sakes, don't ever put your hand on the blue. Now, if one of you beer drinkers ever see one of these dogs, don't make the mistake by trying to pet him. What you do, you walk up behind him, walk on something, pull up his ear, and you blow. What kind of beer you love? Put your hand on that dog, you're gonna draw back a nub. He's a blue gum Catahoula alligator eating dog. He treats the swamp like it wasn't there. Walk on water, fly through the air. Blue gum Catahoula alligator eating dog. Now, ladies, I would have brought him with me tonight, but you know they wouldn't let the fool on the plane. Kept biting out of the cages and swallowing all the chain. So I left him home with my granny. She's the only one to whoop the fanny of a blue gum Catahoula alligator eating dog. Alligator eating dog. Alligator eating dog. Look out! There he comes! There he comes! Look out! Look up there!
Thank you. You did me wrong. Left me for someone new. Now all my happy times took off with you. You left me alone.
I Got Left, the Pam Taylor Band from South Carolina and from their disc Hot Mess, which is brand new. Pam Taylor on guitar and vocals on that particular number. Pam Taylor was preceded here on KRVS by Clarence Gatemouth Brown from his disc No Looking Back. We heard his alligator-eating dog. And we're going to turn now to yet another blues woman, guitarist and vocalist. This one from originally from Australia. Her name is Kara Granger. She's got a brand new release called Shiver and Sigh from that disc. Here is Kara on guitar and vocals with a rendition of Come On In My Kitchen.
Oh, cause it's going to be raining outdoors. City's gone and it won't come back. I stole the last nickel out of his nation sack. And you better come on. It's going to be raining
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Early one Monday morning, when my baby walked away, early one Monday morning, when my baby walked away, I looked out the window. I saw her walking on down the street. I know you heard me calling, calling. She looked back and waved her hand. I know you heard me calling, calling. She looked back and waved her hand. She said, Johnny, I'm gone, I'm gone, and I won't be back no more. I heard her tell her mother, mother, Lord knows he's one no good man.
Lord, I heard her tell her mother, mother. Lord, Johnny Lee is one no good man. How could you say things like that about me? Baby, good as I've been to you. Monday morning, when my baby walked away, well, it wasn't Monday morning, when my baby walked away. I know you heard me call her, call her, call her. She looked back and waved a hand. Well, well. Well, 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 well. Well, well. Goodbye, goodbye.
Early one morning, John Lee Hooker from an album called Jealous. Before hearing Hooker, we heard Kara Granger from her brand new release, Shiver and Sigh, and she did a rendition of Come On In My Kitchen. That tune, of course, an old Robert Johnson tune, whom we're going to turn to next here on KRVS. We're going to go back to November of 1936, listen to a recording he did in San Antonio at the time, and one that would become his best-known recording during his own lifetime. Here's Robert Johnson with Terraplane Blues.
So lonesome, you hear me when I'm on, and I feel so lonesome, you hear me when I'm on. I've been driving my Terraplane for you since I've been gone. I said I flash your lights, mama, your horn won't even blow. Shorten this connection to that bass way down below. I'm gonna hide you with my own. I'm bound to check you off. I'm gonna hide you with my own. I'm bound to check you off. I got a woman that I'm loving way down in Arkansas. Cars ain't even buzzing. Their generator won't get that far. More than a bad condition, you gotta have these batteries charged. But I'm crying, please, please, don't do me wrong. I've been drying my Terraplane down for years since I've been gone. Mr. Highwayman, please don't block the road. She read in a cold 100 and a book 10 I got to go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. would you run? And when I met down on your starter, and your sponsor would give me fun.
Charlie Pickett, not to be confused with the Alabama Dan Pickett, who recorded a lot more than Charlie did. Not much known is about Charlie Pickett. He may have been related to Sleepy John Estes. He did some work with him back in the 30s. It's believed this track was laid down somewhere around the time of 1937. Again, Charlie Pickett with a very interesting rendition of, he calls it Down the Highway. Of course, it's a take on Highway 61, the old blues classic. Before hearing Charlie Pickett, we heard Robert Johnson, from 1936 with Terraplane Blues. And again, that was his best known piece during his own lifetime. Much later, I guess a number of other Johnson recordings would sort of eclipse that one. But interesting tune, not just because it was his best-known, best-selling record back in the 1930s. But without that particular tune, the Terraplane car would not be known by probably anybody else but the most knowledgeable car historians and maybe collectors. I think there were about four or five versions, or I should say models of the Terraplane. They were built by the Hudson Motor Car Company. They even had a pickup truck. Very interesting. They had a slogan, advertising slogan, something like, "In the air, it's the airplane. On the sea, it's the aquaplane. on the land, it's the Terra Plain, but they didn't last that many years. Anyway, interesting. We're going to move next to Shreveport, Louisiana. Listen to Jesse Thomas, who first recorded back in the late 1920s, and Blacktop Records got him to record once again in 1995. Jesse on guitar and vocals with Steve James also on guitar. The disc is called Looking for That Woman, and they're going to do a rendition of Jack of Diamonds.
Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard card to play. Bet you Jack against your deuce, you're gonna turn your money loose. Oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard card to play. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard cards to play. It's a jack against the queen, lost my roll of green. Oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard cards to Jack of Diamonds, oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard card to play. Bet you Jack the Kings was high, Jack of Diamonds made me cry. Oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard card to play. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard card to play. Jack against the ace, I was afraid to call the race. Oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard card to play. Oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard card to play. Oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard card to play. Oh, Jack of Diamonds, hard card.
That's about as good as you're going to get there.
That's pretty good.
If I'd known what I know today, 10 years ago, wonder where I'd be on my journey now. Well, I'm here and this evening, and I know what I'm here to do. Give thanks for the joy of living my life with you. Woke up this morning feeling mighty bad. When I searched my heart, I found a reason why. Instead of thinking about where I am, I was thinking about where I've been. Forgot to give thanks for the joy of living my life with you. So
I'm here
to
tell you,
when my heart's so heavy about to break in two, one thing every time brings back my smile.
I start to count, my blessings. That's all I need to do. Give thanks for the joy of living my life with you. Some days I get weary, tired of keeping on, keeping on. Then I look around and I see my work's not done. Joy of living my life with you. Every day I give thanks for the joy of living my life with you. In every way I give thanks for the joy of living my life with you.
Eric Bibb with the number called Thanks for the Joy from his disc Troubadour Live. That one came out in 2011. He's had one since then. Interesting guy. He does a lot of folk and blues, but almost all of his material is very uplifting, some very positive, which is nice to work into a blues format because a lot of blues is not all that positive. We heard, prior to hearing Eric Bibb, we heard Jesse Thomas from a disc called Looking for That Woman Again. Jesse from Shreveport. He was recorded back in 1995, veteran blues man. And Steve James is also with him on guitar on that particular track, their rendition of Jack of Diamonds. Next here on the Blues Box, let's go back, stretch back quite a ways and listen to a woman originally from Houston, Texas. She played in what did they call them, sporting houses at the time, bordellos, that sort of thing, and ended up being quite a star during the 1920s, one of the great blues women of that era. From 1925, here's Sippy Wallace. Sidney Bechet is on this track also, and Louis Armstrong. Here's Sippy and company with Baby, I Can't Use You No More.
Give me your right hand.
from 1929. Barney Bigard on clarinet, Jelly Roll Morton on piano, a number written by Jelly Roll Morton, a tune called Turtle Twist. Morton, of course, was originally from New Orleans. New Orleans, interesting character. He took his name from his stepfather. His parents weren't married, and they split up, and his mother ended up marrying this guy by the name of Mouton. So he took the name Mouton, but he ended up changing it to Morton. I guess he felt once his career started, he'd do a lot better with Morton, Jelly Roll Morton, than he would with Jelly Roll Mouton. But anyway, really interesting, great Louisiana connection. Jelly Roll Morton, one of the great early jazz composers. Before hearing Jelly Roll Morton, we heard Sippy Wallace from 1925 doing Baby, I Can't Use You No More. And again, Louis Armstrong on cornet, some great Louisiana talent there. And also Sidney Bechet on soprano sax. We're going to turn to another track, actually, that features Sidney Bechet on soprano sax. This one done by Hot Lips Page. Hot Lips Page, a fine trumpeter and really, really good vocalist. He played early on with Ma Rainey, also worked with Bessie Smith, Walter Page, Benny Moten, Count Basie, Billie Holiday, Wynonie Harris, Fats Waller, Louis Jordan. He's not that well remembered because he died at a fairly young age under somewhat mysterious circumstances. Died in 1954. He was in his late 40s at the time. Here he is, Hot Lips Page with Blood on the Moon.
Baby, I had a dream about you. You were running, playing with your swoon. Baby, I had a dream about you. You were running around playing with your swoon. Well, I ain't no fortune teller, but you're gonna get blood on the moon. Don't let me get back, baby. Can't get in, cause that's a sad tune. Well, don't let me get back, can't get in, cause that's a sad tune. You've been grabbing my allotment checks, so you're getting blood on the moon. Crawl through my window, cause you were playing me for a clown. I told the judge I had to crawl through my window, cause you were playing me for a clown. And if I was standing before the Supreme Court, girl, I'd have to knock you down.
Memphis Slim on piano and vocals. Do You Think I've Got the Blues? His real name was Peter Chapman, part of the Chapman crew, that some of whom were very early blues recording artists, also string band artists, as in the case of the Mississippi Sheiks, and blues in the case of Bo Carter. Definitely a great, great musical clan there out of Memphis and surrounding areas. Before we heard Memphis Slim, we heard Hot Lips Page from 1945. Hot Lips Page on trumpet and vocals doing a number called Blood on the Moon. Next here on the Blues Box, let's turn to the late Jesse Wild Bill Austin from a disc called Baby's Back, featuring the Blues Brothers horns backing him up. Jesse on vocals and Hammond B3. Here he is with a number called Givin' Mama and Papa the Blues.
I want to tell you young people something. I want you to listen to what I got to say. I want to tell you young people something. Listen to what I got to say. You're running the streets and you're ruining your life, and you ain't even old enough to pay your dues. And the worst thing in the world that you're doing, you're giving mama and papa the blues. Smoking crack and you're going crazy. You're killing yourself, start cocaine, not realizing what you're doing is hurting others, and you're frying your brain. Yeah, you're running the game, trying to be cool. You're hurting the ones around you, making them look like fools, and you ain't even old enough to pay your dues. You're giving mama and papa the blues. Yes, life. You keep on the way you're going. In this world, you ain't got long. When you give mama and papa the blues and they turn their back, you know you're going past being wrong. When the whole world's against you, yeah, and nothing can get worse. You ain't got but three people to call on: God, mama, and papa. Look at your friends, they're almost gone. When you give mama and papa the blues and they turn their back, you know your past being wrong. You ain't even old enough to pay your dues. You're giving mama and papa the blues. Thank you. coming from the blue, and they turn their back. They know you're going past being wrong. You ain't even old enough to pay your dues. You're giving mama and papa the blue.
Jesse Wild, Bill Austin from the disc Baby's Back. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock in a few minutes with Nick Spitzer and the program American Roots. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio hosted by Roger Cash. Then we have All Things Considered, National and International News from NPR. And that's at 4 o'clock. At 7 o'clock tonight, do tune in for Lee Kleinpeter and the program Big Band Swings and Other Things. We have lots of good music coming your way this evening and on through into tomorrow and the weekend. So stay tuned. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And this program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to those of you who help us out. Here's Jimmy Thackeray and John Mooney with a number called Jamaican Mess Around. This will take us up to Nick Spitzer's program. Have a great weekend. See you next Friday.